Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Get your head out of your sneakers, or forget no pain, no gain, you big galoot. Well, dear listeners, there's more and more research showing that regular exercise gets us healthy, keeps us healthy, and leads to longer life. But not only that. Exercise reduces anxiety and depression for people with serious diagnosed anxiety and depression. But not only that. For people lucky enough not to be diagnosed with anxiety and depression, exercise increases self-efficacy. What is that, you might say? Well, self-efficacy is our sense of, I can do it. And exercise brings on higher feelings of life satisfaction and well-being, and you don't have to become an exercise junkie like me to get the jump in happy. And what's more, forget no pain, no gain. You just have to start moving more, doing a little something you like already. And over time, at your own pace, as you get fitter, do a little bit more of what will feel enjoyable because your self-efficacy is going up like the little train that can exercise. I think I can, to I knew I could. More fun, more fitness, more fitness, more fun. Chugga chugga. Until you're 30 minutes most days and up goes your joy and your I can do it. And the more you feel you can do and do, more joy. And up until you're a fitter filly and a smiling Sammy. So what are you waiting for? I know only about 10% of us do regular exercise. So really, right this second, listen to the excuses running through your head. Fake reasons our alleged brains cook up to keep us stuck in our rut instead of running happier through our lives. Now listen to this. The single most important excuse buster I'll ever tell you. You know how everybody says if you work out too much, you'll wear out your joints, like joggers are supposed to wear out their knees and get disabled over time? Ain't true. Studies show less pain with more jogging over years. And other studies show less disability with more exercise over decades, well into old age. The body thrives on moving, running, swimming, dancing, whatever. And disability brings big time unhappy. So if you want to live longer and stronger and skinnier and sexier and happier, get your excuse-making brain out of your sneakers, and as my mother said to me many a time, get a wiggle on it, you big galoot. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for listening.